Hi, Michael Owen here. I'd like to continue my investigation into the goings on in FIFA and my findings from being a bit of a cheeky little detective, really, and going through and sort of stealing files and bribing my way to, well, not bribing, but I've done a bit of. I'm not going to explain my process, but I found out some things in my time, and I'm willing to share them for you now, if the money's right. Oh, thank you for that envelope. Cheers. Right, yeah, that's the right amount of zeros. Right, okay, thank you very much. Right, okay, so my first confession is a very frightening one this week. It's really tough for me to say. Let me just compose myself. Okay. People often wondered why Ryan Giggs was able to play for so long. I mean, I think he was 40 by the time he retired, and he was running down the wing and still managing to sort of, you know, take people on and stuff. And it was quite frightening, really. And people used to put it down to the fact that he looked after himself and he did yoga, and he never really did anything wild or crazy. And unfortunately, that's not true. The reality behind that is it's actually linked to the fact that some players didn't succeed at Man United. I mean, no coincidence that Luke Chadwick didn't have a flourishing career, and that's because Sir Alex Ferguson made Ryan Giggs drink Luke Chadwick's blood, and he did that with some of the other younger players as well, and that's why they just didn't cut it, because physically they were too weak, and Ryan Giggs was getting stronger. I mean, there was another theory that there was sort of a picture somewhere in a basement in Sir Alex Ferguson's house of a really ravaged Ryan Giggs, but no one's ever proven that, because no one wants to look at it and end up with a melted face. And so personally, I don't believe that to be true, but I know for a fact that several young players at the time were ordered to go into a little room, and I was able to look through the keyhole, and I saw it happen. And, you know, Ferguson and the medical staff were taking pint after pint of blood out of some of the younger players. And in fact, that was the reason that Paul Pogba had to leave. And, you know, Ferguson gets scrutinised for selling Paul Pogba, but the reality was, you know, he refused to give Ryan Giggs his blood. And, you know, one of the club mottos is, you know, if you're too good to give blood, get out the club. And it's unfortunate, but it's true. And it's the same with Owen Hargreaves, actually. I mean, Owen Hargreaves came out and he sort of hinted at this himself. He called himself like a guinea pig with the United medical staff, and that's purely because I know for a fact they were taking bits out of his knees and putting them into Ryan Giggs' shins, so it made him able to run faster. And it does sound disturbing, but it's true. And Owen Hargreaves, by the end of it, basically had no knees left, and such a good player, cut down in his prime. But again, it was just because Ryan Giggs was such a legend of Man United that basically they had to prolong his career. Unfortunately, Owen Hargreaves took the brunt of that, and he does feel really bitter about it. I mean, I work with him on BT Sport, and he tells me all the time, in fact, you know, about how it affected him, and sleepless nights and not being able to walk properly. But the flip side of that is that there is concerns about Ryan Giggs now. I mean, he stopped playing, he doesn't need other people's bones and stuff, and by the time he reaches 50, due to the fact that he's become a bit of a hybrid, a bit of a Frankenstein, if you like, he's so full of different people's bones that he might become something like a sack full of hammers. But I just hope he gets through it all, and he won't admit this. I think he'll take out a super injunction against me saying this, but hopefully one day the truth will be proved and you won't think I'm weird. The second confession I've got to make is that we all remember Fernando Torres when he signed for Chelsea, and some of us were quite excited about that, and him making a change in his career, and, you know, but it didn't work, he didn't succeed, he was never the same player again, and I know the reason for that. You see, Sir Alex Ferguson got in touch with Mars and basically informed them that Fernando Torres was going to be an absolute star next season, and we were terrified about that, Man United, you know. But I listened in on the conversation, and he basically ordered them to come down because he'd seen Space Jam. I mean, I think I lent it him on DVD, and he enjoyed that. But I think he got the idea that the Martians would come and steal Fernando Torres's talent, and that's what happened. And now the three guys from Space Jam are actually the three top scorers in the Martian Premier League, and you know, the rumours are that league's getting stronger every time, and they're linked with Andre Pirlo, actually, so, you know, fair play if he actually does go over there and carve a career. But it was so sad to see Fernando Torres being the shadow of his former self, and especially me, because a lot of people were speculating as to why that was. You know, was it a lack of confidence or something like that, and was it the big price tag? But no, it was the fact that Martians had stolen his powers, just like they did to the basketball players in Space Jam. In fact, I'm going to ring Ferguson after I leave here and get that DVD back. I might watch that tonight. Anyway, right, thanks for listening to my confessions, guys. It's not easy for me to come out with this. I'm sure there'll be a lot of scrutiny, but, you know, the truth is out there somewhere. Goodbye.